the book of Acts today, Acts chapter number 24, and we'll read a few verses here and then look at Acts chapter 26 as well today. But I want to just try to man the Lord and preach that which He has laid upon our heart for this morning. And I mean it from the depths of my heart. I am so glad to be a part of the family of God. I know what it is to be lost. I remember those days. But I'm glad now these 37 years that I've been saved by the blood. Amen. She has seen that. I thought, man, that blood's just speaking for me. That's why I'm going to heaven. Amen. And I'm thankful for the blood today. Acts chapter 24, you're will and able to stand as we read the scripture this morning. Acts chapter 24. I'll begin reading in verse 24. Acts chapter 24 and verse number 24 today. We'll read just a few verses here, then move to another place. The Bible said in Acts chapter 24 and verse 24, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.' He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him." Then look over at Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26 and verse 24. Acts chapter 26 and verse number 24. The Bible says that, "And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, 'Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad.' But he said, 'I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest.' Then Agrippa said unto Paul, 'Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.' And Paul said, 'I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds.'" Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the reading of the Word of God. I thank you that we have your Word, that it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord, I pray now for just a few minutes. Strengthen my voice, strengthen my body, enable me to preach what you put upon my heart in these days. Lord, I realize that by myself, it'll just be a flop and a failure. But Lord, when you by your Spirit take your Word, it arrives in the heart. It does the work that's needed to be done. Lord, save that one that's lost today. Lord, we don't know who's saved and who's lost, but God, you do. I pray you convict and save. Help us as your people. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at Acts chapter 24 and verse 24. The Bible said, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ." I want to preach this morning on a question, and that question is this: what do you say about salvation? What do you say about salvation? Well, there are four men that I've read in your hearing about this morning, and they all thought about salvation, and they all had something to say about salvation. That is Felix, Festus, Agrippa, and Paul. Now, today as you're here, you have thoughts about salvation. There's things you would say about salvation. Well, I look at these four and could be someone's in one of these groups right here today. We see in Acts 24 and verse 24, this man Felix, he heard of Paul speak about the faith in Christ. Verse 25, sin has he reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul began to give the gospel to this man, Felix, and it impacted him. It so troubled him that he trembled. How could it have been physical? Absolutely. I've seen people under the sound of preaching, when the Holy Ghost takes the word and begins to work in a heart, I've seen them grip pews and tremble and their knuckles turn white. And I've seen them troubled greatly by the preaching of the Word of God. That's what happened to Felix. He reasoned with him, my friend, of righteousness. Who's righteous, preacher? Only God. Man is void of any righteousness of himself. He said of temperance, that's self-control. You understand, a lost man just does what comes natural to him. He sins. Amen. And then he reasoned with him of judgment to come. Now, in this liberal hour of our nation, men don't like straight preaching. But I want to tell you, there is a judgment ahead. There is eternity ahead. And saved folk go to heaven, and those that have rejected Christ, those that are not saved, go to hell by the teaching of the scriptures today. Friend, that ain't what this preacher come up with. That's what God said. Amen. And Felix hears him reasoning about the faith in Christ, understanding who he is. Well, Felix hears this. Here's what Felix said about salvation. It's inconvenient. Did you get that? He said it's inconvenient, for he said in the latter part of verse 25, he said, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Felix said, hey, this thing of salvation, it is not convenient for me. It's inconvenient. You see, it wasn't fitting in with his dreams, his plans, his desires, his activities, his wants. He said, man, this is inconvenient. There's some things that have to change for me to have this relationship that you have, Paul, with God. There must be a change. And he said, that's inconvenient. You know, there's people like that this morning. Could be sitting right here today. You'd say, I'd get saved, but I don't want to change my plans. I don't want to give this up or give that. It's in salvation will never be convenient. Are you hearing the preacher? It won't ever fit with your schedule and your plans, but it'll change you if you get saved. It'll change your plans. It'll change your desires. It'll change everything about you today. Hey, Paul was telling Felix of faith in Christ, and Felix said, it's inconvenient. Now, you say, I'm going to get saved someday. Well, you're saying it's inconvenient. I'll get saved someday. Well, here's the problem. Proverbs 27:1 said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You ain't got a promise of another day or of a someday. This is the day of salvation. When God the Holy Ghost begins to speak to you, that, my friend, is when you must do business with God. Oh, friend, I'm glad that somebody gave me the gospel. I'm glad the Holy Ghost reproved me of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. I'm glad that the Holy Ghost brought me that place of salvation. Oh, friend, for some, you're as Felix, it's inconvenient. It's not going to fit your plan. Some young people say, I'll get saved later after I do some things. I'm telling you, you're Felix this morning. You're saying it's inconvenient. But then I find another person. I'm not going to preach to them, but I'm going to give them some heart. Over to Acts 26 and verse 24, we find a man by the name of Festus. Festus and Brother Paul in this chapter has been given permission by King Agrippa to speak for himself back in verse 1. I like how Paul starts out in verse 2. He said, I think myself happy. He said, now, hey, understand, Paul's in chains. Paul ain't been running for, Paul's bound up, been in a Roman prison. But he said, I'm just going to tell you, King, I think myself happy. I'm not sad. I'm not mad. God has not been unfair. God's been good. God's been gracious. I'm glad to speak for myself. Let me tell you what happened to me. Oh, Brother Paul goes, the first place he goes is to tell old Festus about that day at midday. He wanted him to know where he was and how it was when he came to know Christ as his Lord and Savior. He began to tell it, oh, how he's changed and how his life has been rearranged and how he used to persecute the way of Christ. Now he's preaching the way of Christ. Oh, Paul's happy. How Paul's excited. But old Festus is there. And he says with a loud voice in verse 24, Paul, there beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. Oh, Festus said this about salvation. It's insane. That's crazy. All that you said, Paul, it don't make sense to me. You're crazy. You've lost your mind. Why would Festus say such a thing? Well, as you read this chapter, he tells Festus and Agrippa and those there that day, he said, I was raised a Pharisee. I kept the law. They loved me. I persecuted the way of Christ. And everybody in the religious world loved me until I met Christ. And I went from persecuting to preaching. And I left all, amen, I left all that behind. I said, I'll say goodbye to that old life and hello to Jesus. And he said, I began to walk with him and I began to tell others about the way that I used to hate, that I now love it, and I'm glad to be saved. And old Festus said, you're mad, you're insane, Paul. You've lost your mind. You know what? The world today, and could be someone here this morning, you think we're all crazy. Well, I'll say it like this. If this is crazy, leave me alone. Amen. Because there's content. Hey, I'm content on the inside. There's peace like a river on the inside. Oh, my soul today, to know Christ, oh, is to know life and to have it more abundantly. Oh, friend, the world said, you're insane. Amen. Hey, when a person gets saved, they'll leave a lifestyle that they once said they loved. I think about a friend of mine who's in heaven now. Old Brother Lance Carpenter. Brother Lance says, some of you probably don't know who he is. Years ago, he used to write music for Jim Reeves. He was a country music writer in Nashville. Well, Brother Lance got born again. Got genuinely saved. What happened, preacher? It took him out of Nashville and put him in the church. It ain't like this crowd today. Talk about their faith getting their little ward over their wicked music. Hello. Brother Lance got born again. It got him out of Nashville. So how real was it? Well, just a few years ago, probably 4 or 5 years before he died, all that music he wrote came back up for copyright. And he would either have to fill out the forms and keep that going, or it would all go to public domain. And if it went to public domain, he'd never get another dime off that music. Guess what old Brother Lance did? said goodbye to it, said let it go to public domain. I don't want another dime off of it. He said, that's the old life. That's what I used to be. That ain't what I am now. Oh, friend, you see, the world would say, that's crazy. He's insane for doing that. Amen. But that ain't crazy. That's really getting saved. Amen. Oh, Festus said, Paul, much learning, it's made you mad. You've gone insane. You've gone off the deep end. I've been told that. You've gone off the deep end. Well, I said, you're right. You don't get no deeper than I am. I'm in Christ. Amen. Hey, 37 years ago, I turned to Christ for salvation, and I got put in Christ, and Christ is in God, and I got sealed by the Holy Ghost. You can't get no deeper than that. Amen. Let the world say what they will, think what they will. I'm telling you, it ain't insane. It's right thinking. That old maniac of Gadara, when he got saved, the demons got cast out. The Bible said they found him in his right mind and clothed at the feet of Jesus. There's no more a clear clarity of thinking than it is after you get saved. Amen. Old friend, old Felix said, salvation, it's inconvenient. Festus said, salvation, it's insane. There's some of you really think we're crazy. Now, we don't shout every service, but I come ready to. I didn't come not to. Amen. I'm telling you, I come to worship. I've come to receive from the Word of God. Oh, but I tell you this, the world thinks we're strange and maybe we make you a little nervous. I'm going to tell you today, being saved is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, you talk about keeping my mind clear, to be born again, to be able to cast my care upon the Lord today. Oh, Felix said it's inconvenient. Festus said it's insane. Well, in verse 28, 27, 28, we find Agrippa. Now, I find it interesting as you read verse 24, 25, 26 of Acts 26. He's looking at Festus and said, I'm speaking forth the words of truth and soberness. And lets him know, hey, this ain't been done in the corner. And then all of a sudden, he goes from looking at Festus, he whirls around and says, King Agrippa. I mean, it's out of the blue. He looks at him. He said, I'm going to talk to you now just a minute. I didn't answer Festus, and what he said was insane. Now, Agrippa, I'm talking to you, son. I'm talking to you. I want to talk to you. He said, believest thou the prophets? He said, I know that thou believest. Paul could tell, no doubt on Agrippa, he is listening to what Paul has got to say. And Agrippa says in verse 28, then Agrippa has said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. What is Agrippa saying about salvation, preacher? He's saying, it's interesting. It's got my attention, but I'm not going to make a move with it yet. Do you know what I've learned? I want everybody to look at me just a minute. I've been in this thing a good while, and I've seen folk come to church that confessed they were lost. Folk in the church knew they were lost, and they would come, and there was an interest in them about what we're preaching. They took knowledge of it, brother. They said, yeah, tell me some more about this Jesus, and they will hang around for a while. Their interest has been piqued. They're curious about what we're saying, but it's not yet got a hold of the heart. I've seen people like that come, and then you won't see them no more. Why? The interest went away. Something else now has their interest. Oh, King Agrippa was saying, Paul, yeah, I agree. Man, you just about got me convinced today too. He's interested, but not convinced. Amen. You know what's happening in our day? Now listen, I'm for education, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm not preaching to your intellect by itself today. That's right. I am preaching that you would have your heart touched by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. You see, a lot of folk today have got a head knowledge about Jesus. Now, remember what Paul said there. Look back at that verse again, verse 27. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Now, to hear the average preacher today, you say Agrippa got saved. Just believing. Well, there's a difference in believing in and a believing on. Okay? Now, for you to get saved, yes, you got to believe in God. Hello. But then you got to believe upon him. That's Romans 10. Amen. Now, are you listening to the preacher? It's more than just a head knowledge and a head belief. It is a heart that is not only believe, yes, God's right, I'm wrong, but it's saying, I'm turning now. I'm believing upon you. I'm putting my soul in your keeping. I'm trusting you to forgive me and to say that, my friend, is believing upon. Can I tell you something? I believed a long time. Hey, we knew the truth in my house from a child. Amen. We prayed over meals. The Bible was read in our home. Gospel music was played in our home. We went to church every time the doors was open. I believed in him. Well, if you told me there's no God, I'd said just crazy as a boy. I told you that. Well, you've lost your mind. You don't think there's a God. But I can tell you this, at 10 years old, I believed upon. Amen. My heart turned to him. Amen. You can have all the knowledge of the Bible and still be lost. Matter of fact, I found some folk that's got some Bible knowledge. Sometimes it's hard to get them to understand what getting saved really is. Amen. Hey, you got to get beyond just believing in. You got to believe upon him. Amen. Hey, some of you hearing that for the first time, but that's right. That's right, preaching. Go home, read Romans 10, you'll see I'm right. Amen. Oh, friend. Oh, Agrippa said, it's interesting. See, some of you, let me say something. To you, right now, church is interesting. Now, because of my delivery, okay? I'm a mountain boy. I've got an Appalachian accent that is strong. Amen. And say amen, you're right, preacher. I have a delivery that's fiery, that's hard, and it piques some people's interest. It scares them, but it piques their interest too. I preach places, they have me come because I'm interesting. That's right. They said there ain't nobody else preaches like this. And what you do, it's different. But you know what? Every now and then somebody gets beyond just being interested, and the Holy Ghost so convicts their heart that it's no longer interesting and entertaining, but hey, it's a reality, and they repent and they get saved. Amen. Hey, oh, Agrippa said, oh, this is interesting, Paul, but this is not right. I'm not thoroughly convinced yet, Paul. Oh, Brother Paul. Brother Paul, we see old Felix, it's inconvenient. Festus, it's insane. Agrippa, it's interesting. Brother Paul, what do you say about salvation? Well, Acts 26 and 29. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and all together such as I am, except these bonds. What does Paul say about salvation, preacher? Paul says this, it's imperative. It's imperative. What's that mean, preacher? It's necessary. It's urgent that you get saved just like I'm saved. Amen. Hey, it's necessary if you're going to heaven. It's imperative. You will not make heaven in your goodness. You will not make it in your religion. Now, let's talk about Paul right here in religion just a minute. You couldn't find a more religious man than Paul was. Paul even testified. He said, you couldn't lay a finger on me concerning the religion. Amen. Even Nicodemus. Hey, he's a ruler of the Jew. Hey, he's a man that's highly religious. But he said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen. Paul is religious. He's got all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. He's religious, but he was going to hell until at midday. Amen. Until he had a sunstroke, S-O-N. Amen. He had an S-O-N stroke on the Damascus Road. Amen. Hey, he was headed down to wreak more havoc on believers, but he had a head-on collision with the Lord Jesus himself on that Damascus Road, and Paul got born again. Oh, he said, listen, fellas, it's imperative if you're going to heaven. You've got to be saved. I make no apology. Just ever so many services, I go back to preaching salvation. And I'm not ashamed of it. And I'm not going to change. Amen. Why, preacher? Every time we come in here, there's visitors, and I don't know who's saved and who's lost. Amen. And I'm going to tell you some more than that. Hey, some folk been on the pew for a long time, and you're lost. Amen. Hey, salvation will change your life. Amen. Hey, it is imperative for you to go to heaven. You got to go by the cross. You've got to go by the cross. Friend, we find Paul said, hey, this thing is imperative. Fellas, I wish you were all like me except these bonds. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, with an honest heart, with a loving heart, I wish you knew him like I know him. I mean that. She got to sing, I talked to him today. I did. And he said, hello. He talked back. They said, that's crazy. Well, you just don't know him. Amen. I get talking to him and he gets talking out of that book. Amen. Oh, friend. Hey, that blood, I'm saying again, that blood is what's going to get me to heaven. Amen. Oh, friend, today, I want others to know Christ in the free pardon of sin. There is nothing like being saved. I push myself. I know that. You all know my health right now, and I'm fine. Okay? I'm fine. So you've been good again today helping me. Amen. I push myself. Why? Because it's imperative. It's imperative. Hey, it's worth every bit that you have to go through to tell somebody else about Christ. Amen. Hey, no matter what it is, it's worth it. Because, friend, I'm going to tell you something. God puts people in our lives that we can tell them about Jesus. Trivial. Me and Brother Tim this week went to the bank. His first month got paid. Hallelujah. I like that pretty good, don't you? And we got in the bank, deposited the money, got in the car, we was laughing a bit, got done, put in reverse. I was back. No more got straightened up. Another fellow just backed into us. Said, what happened? We put it apart, got out, looked, he moved. I got up, moved the car. And wasn't long. Where'd we go, Brother Tim? We went to Calvary. We got talked to him about church. And then Brother Tim said, sir, do you know Christ? You know what we was doing? We was taking what was an interruption of the day, keeping us back from a good thing for the day. We was getting ready to go eat. Hey, man, Baptist preacher like to eat. But that interruption gave an opportunity to invite somebody to come to church, talk to them about Jesus Christ. Why? It's imperative that they know. It's imperative that they believe if they're going to go to heaven. They got to get born again, got to be saved by the grace of God. Oh, friend, we see one said, Felix said it's inconvenient. Festus said it's insane. Agrippa said it's inconvenient. But Paul said it's imperative. Where are you fitting in today? Where are you at today? Can I say this as I close? It is good to be on the inside looking out in this thing of salvation. I used to be on the outside looking in before I got saved. Amen. But now I'm saved, I'm on the inside. It's a good view from the inside. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with the view. I promise you that. Nothing wrong with being in Christ. I've got no complaints about being saved. I'm glad I'm saved. Glad I'm heaven bound with the hammer down today. Amen. How about you? Are you saved? You ready to meet God? If not, today would be a good time for you to call on the Lord and be saved. I mean that with every fiber of my being. It'll be the greatest day of your life. Father, I pray you take the message, use it for your honor and for your glory. I've tried my best to preach what you've laid on my heart today. And Lord, I thank you for saving me. And Lord, thank you for the privilege to remind folk that it is imperative that they not only believe in, but they believe upon that they'd be saved. Oh, Lord, help in this invitation time. And everything you do, we thank you. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed, just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord gave me days ago. Been meditating on this off and on. You come back tonight, Lord willing, I'm going to preach to saved folk about some things God's been working in me. But this morning, God sent me to this pulpit with the message of salvation. What do you think about it? What do you say about it? Are you really saved, my friend? Passed from death unto life. Is there someone here today who would say, preacher, I'm lost. I admit it by lifting my hand and we're not going to point you out. Ain't nobody coming to your pew. But we simply want to pray for you because you're concerned about your soul enough that you lift and say, preacher, I'm lost. Pray for me. Anybody in the building today? God touch my heart. Amen. Lost. Thank you for being honest. You can put your hand down now. Thank you, young man. Somebody else, preacher, I'm lost. I don't know Christ as Savior. Can I tell you the day? Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, I'm glad that it said whosoever. That includes you, me, and everybody else in this old world. If we'll call upon, if we'll repent and turn to him, he saves. That's what I did 37 years ago, and he's been a keeping me. Anybody else, preacher, I'm lost. Maybe you're saved by the grace of God, but you said, preacher, I ain't been living for the Lord like I ought to, and God's touched my heart today. Remind me that he left me here to tell somebody else about Jesus, and preacher, pray for me that I'll live for him like I should and tell others about him. Amen. 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 I want us to stand this morning while we sing. This altar's open. If you're not saved, we'd love to take the Bible, show you how to be saved this morning. Be the greatest day of your life if you mean business. Now, just to go through the motions won't do you one bit of good. But if in your heart you're sick of your sin, you want to be forgiven, you want to be saved, hey, he'll take you. That's grounds to get saved right there while we sing.